Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Mark is not here with us tonight. Something, I guess, happened while he was out on the road. Nothing bad. Nothing bad. He's okay. But he did call in to tell me that apparently his mom's up visiting from Florida, and they were taking around the state, showing her the sights, and I guess they went up to Mount Washington, and he didn't quite correctly calculate his time as far as how long he thought it was going to take to get there. He thought it was only going to be like an hour and a half or 2 hours, and it took him three. So I don't even know if Mark's going to show up tonight. Mm-hmm. So, oh well. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. And Julia, you're sort of short notice here. I don't even know if you have anything that you have in your show prep pile. But if so, we'll certainly get to that tonight. And otherwise, we'll start things out with a lady that was arrested for reading the Constitution. You know, we talk about how the police state just keeps getting worse here in this country. A couple of ladies, or actually about five ladies from the group Code Pink, which you might have heard about before. It's a group of ladies that go out and protest the war together. They have been arrested for gathering on a sidewalk. Well, we'll let a Prison Planet actually has the story here. Peaceful onlookers were arrested by police for reading the Constitution on Tuesday, while a pro-war group was allowed full freedom of speech in Washington, D.C. recently, and another flagrant example of how American cops are now enforcers of a tyrannical police state. Police are required to swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, but that didn't stop them from kidnapping members of the Code Pink group, who gathered on a nearby sidewalk to calmly express their disagreement with a neocon pro-war event taking place nearby by reading the Bill of Rights. The pro-occupation group Vets for Freedom held a rally at Upper Senate Park, Washington, D.C., over the weekend, and their guest speakers included some neocon scumbags like Joe Lieberman and John McCain. A common theme of the event was that U.S. troops in Iraq were there to protect the freedom of the Iraqi people, but this freedom apparently didn't extend to the group of American citizens that decided to use their First Amendment right of free speech.
Why don't we protect our own freedom first, and then we'll talk about Iraqi freedom?
Yeah, these cops didn't really seem too interested in protecting any sorts of freedom. The video that they posted on the site over at Prison Planet doesn't actually show the arrests when they start, because the guy with the camera shows up a little late, though you can see there's some other cameras there. Some more videos may come out as time goes on here. But they do show, it's about a 10-minute-long video. It's not something we can really play on the air. But the video essentially shows this guy arriving on the scene, and he's arriving as the women are being taken to the paddy wagon. Now, just to give you an idea what we're talking about here, we're not talking about some dangerous-looking females that are angry and shouting or anything like that. We're talking about some old motherly-looking ladies, some women that obviously are calm. They've got their head on their shoulders. They're very, very understandable. They're not shrieking or they're not freaking out or anything like that. They're showing a lot of restraint when they could have been very, very upset. I mean, they were being arrested for speaking in a public park. Now, from the interviews that the guy with the camera does, it doesn't appear to be apparent that they had any sort of amplification. They didn't have, they did not apparently have any sort of megaphone or anything like that, to where they could have accused them of some sort of amplified sound protest or something like that. They were just arrested because they apparently didn't have a permit to be there or something like that. Maybe it was the fact that I think that they were allowed to stand by and hold signs, but the cops didn't want them to actually speak. So they were arrested
for
speaking.
So you don't have to have a permit to hold signs, but you have to have a permit to speak?
Well, it depends on where you are, because there are some places in the country where you do have to have permits, a permit to hold signs. We can talk about that in a moment. But we're talking about Washington, D.C. for now, where these five ladies from Code Pink were arrested. The events, oh, by the way, police refused to say what the charges were and refused to answer any questions while the demonstrators were hauled into the paddy wagon. And there was quite a bit of footage of this. You would think that, you know, if the police wanted to present themselves in some sort of manner of, you know, if they cared in the least about public relations, in the least about their image amongst the public and the population, and not, you know, you would think they wouldn't want to look like thugs.
They're just doing their job.
Well, they could have made some excuses. They could have said something like that. They could have said, well, we're just doing our jobs. We're arresting them for disorderly conduct, or we're arresting them for fill in the blank, whatever BS charge they like to throw at people. But they didn't. There were cameras around. There were other people around that weren't being arrested. They were just watching this happen. And people were throwing out the question to the cops. Why are you arresting them? Now, they don't have an obligation to tell the people around there why they're arresting the people, but it might have made them look a little bit more reasonable if they could come up with something. I'm not saying I would have agreed with them. I'm not saying I would have thought it was reasonable, but it would have been something they could have done. They wouldn't even tell the women what they were being arrested for.
Do they have to tell you what you're being arrested for?
Apparently not. But once again, it's just a matter of, well, do they have to? Maybe not. But should they, as a courtesy, should they to show that they're reasonable human beings? You know, to show that they're actually people? Show their humanity? Should they for those reasons? I think so. But when they stand there, stone-faced, with their big old sunglasses on, arms crossed the chest, and their hats and their badges and their spiffy uniforms, and looking all authoritative, that's what the image they're putting off. They're putting off that, you know, we don't owe you anything, citizen. We don't owe you any explanation for what we're doing. We're just going to stand here, and you're going to watch it. You're going to be happy that we aren't taking away your video camera yet.
Or arresting you.
Right. That's the attitude that I got from this whole thing. And, that's what's going on here in this country. The events echo similar incidents across the pond in Britain, where a woman was questioned by police and entered into the anti-terror database for reading a mainstream newspaper that had an anti-war headline. In October of 2005, another woman was arrested and convicted for reading out names of British soldiers killed in Iraq at London's cenotaph. Much to the chagrin of the neocon trolls who attempted to skew the events seen in the video by claiming the Code Pink group were heckling parents of slain U.S. soldiers, one of the five ladies arrested was an Iraq veteran herself.
Nice.
Screw you, anonymous coward. I served my country honorably and proudly and with my head, not my knees. Dissent is patriotic, and if you want to go work for a king, go flip burgers, retorted one individual in response to the neocons who tried to justify their arrests on internet message boards. So just a couple, five nice ladies out protesting the war, arrested for literally reading the Constitution. Now, if they were being disruptive, if they were running through the crowds, knocking people over and
throwing rocks.
Right. If they were being awful, throwing bottles, that sort of thing, then I could understand that. Then they would be doing something that was certainly disruptive and not just speaking out. And if they were doing those things, then you'd think the police would say something like, well, they were throwing bottles. Oh, okay.
It seems like they're just drawing more attention to the police stateness of it by arresting them, not giving a reason, and not arresting them for anything that's even somewhat justifiable in anyone's mind.
Absolutely. And, the more they do this stuff, the more we're going to talk about it, and the more people are going to have their attention drawn to this, and they're going to hopefully at some point, and I was talking about this on the show I was on this morning, American AM in Tampa Bay had me on their program at 8 this morning. I put the archive up on the front page of freetalklive.com if you want to listen to it. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And, we were talking about how people need to be awakened from their slumber. Back in revolutionary times, they revolted over a 1% sales tax on tea. Now, the co-host on the show I was on said, well, that's because it was taxation without representation. Are you kidding me? Representation? I'm being taxed like 50% of my income here, and that's being conservative with my estimates, right? The average American taxed anywhere from 50, 60 to 70% of their income, and they're supposed to feel good about that because they're being represented?
Feel lucky. I'm letting you keep half of your money.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're being represented in Washington, D.C.?
You, absolutely.
Yeah,
you don't feel that way?
No, I don't. Not at all. In fact, it's impossible for Americans to actually be represented by these people. The people in Washington, D.C., in your state capitals, they don't represent anybody but themselves and their buddies. And that's about as far as the representation goes. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ted Anders from Midas. October 4th, 2007. Gold, 723.10 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $745.72, $367.75 for half, $183.88 for quarter. That's $745.72, $367.75, and $183.88. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the...
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called royal jelly and is now available in an all-new ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
It's 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. We've got live streams there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That is LegalZoom.com. Now, we started the show out with a story about some ladies from the anti-war group Code Pink some middle-aged ladies, maybe 40 to 60 years old, that were arrested on Saturday in Washington, D.C. for standing nearby a pro-war protest and speaking out. They read, in fact, they read the First Amendment to the Constitution. It was shortly after that they were arrested. Now,
something about the right to assemble.
We don't know what the well, obviously that stuff is in the Constitution, but we know they don't care. The government doesn't care much about the Constitution anymore. And they were in a public park, so it's not like they were on somebody's private property. I could have understood if there was a, you know, a gathering of neocons in a hotel room somewhere,
right,
and they barged in with their banners and flags chanting. I could understand removing them from that situation. But they were in a public park in Washington, D.C., and they were arrested, put into the paddy wagon, and taken away, all on videotape, all while the police were being asked by the ladies and the crowd around them what they were being charged with. Cops refused to answer. They would not answer the questions.
Huh.
And they just stood there, stone silent. And you asked sort of rhetorically, well, is it legal to hold banners, but not legal to speak out? Maybe in Washington, D.C., but not if you're in Green Bay, Wisconsin. According to LouRockwell.com's blog, Brian Hare of Greenville, Wisconsin, writes in, he says, this YouTube video shows the interaction of police officers kicking two Ron Paul sign holders off of a pedestrian sidewalk along a city street that overpasses a freeway, and threatening that ambiguous catch-all of police thuggery, disorderly conduct, and a $250 fine. He says, keep in mind, the sign they're holding is made with rip-proof Tyvek and securely fastened to 2x2 lumber. It's entirely safe. It's also interesting to note the state of Wisconsin extorts 12% of the profits from billboards, and the state doesn't seem to mind those distractions. Note the personal legal advice the police officer generously and expertly provides on reducing the sign holder's potential tort liabilities. Once again, it's a fairly lengthy video, so I'm going to summarize what goes on here. These guys are on an overpass, and we've seen pictures all over the internet of Ron Paul signs and various other homemade signage.
Right.
Like we've driven around here in New Hampshire and seen, you know, welcome home, Sergeant so-and-so.
Right.
Up on overpasses. And those are signs that have been left there that have just somebody attached it to the overpass and walked away. This is a sign that was not being attached to anything. It's a sign that was being held in the hands of someone who is a Ron Paul supporter. So the cops came along and they ordered them to not hold the signs there, and they said that, you know, you're going to be in violation and disorderly conduct charge and so on and so forth. And the cop was talking about, you know, why you can't do this. It could distract the drivers. A truck driver could be driving along there and he could look up and then you could cause an accident. And
well, what about girls with their butts hanging out walking around on the streets?
That's obviously a problem, too. But
that's a distraction. We should be arresting any girl with her butt hanging out.
Well, in fact, the guy with the camera in this particular case, and again, this is over at the Lou Rockwell blog at LouRockwell.com. Just click on the blog and scroll down to Ron Paul banners or disorderly conduct. Anyway, after the cop said this thing about, the cop said to him, well, there could be a truck driver down there that looks up at your sign and then causes an accident. And the guy said, well, wouldn't it be his responsibility to keep his eyes on the road? And the officer says, well, partially. Really? So now it's my fault that someone took their eyes off the road and they don't know how to drive? And then he also pointed, the guy with the sign, pointed out to some of the street signs, because it's right over the top of an interstate or state road or something, and you can see those big green street signs overhanging the road. And he says, well, what's the difference between the driver looking at my sign and your signs down there? The cop's excuse is pretty lame to that one. He basically said, well, that's on private property. So apparently in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you aren't allowed to hold signs by the side of the road anywhere. According to the officer, it didn't matter there's just because it was an overpass. It's anywhere. If you don't have a permit, you don't have the ability to hold a sign in America, or at least in Wisconsin. So, yeah, you can't hold signs either in this country. So you can't speak if you're at a public park, and you can't hold signs anymore. So these are the things we've learned tonight. Take that, take that as a lesson if you're ever going to go out there and do something. Apparently, you need to ask mommy governments. You've got to get their permission before you want to speak out in this country. Freedom of speech. Oh, it's still free to speak as long as you ask nicely first, right? Here's a few more thoughts from the blogger. He says earlier this week, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation visited the heroic sign holders to express hope for America. No, just kidding. They handed the intrepid, liberty-loving volunteers a copy of the regulations and told them they couldn't erect a sign near the highway. Of course, the Department of Transportation is absolutely right, except for the fact that erect means to construct, and no one was constructing a sign over the highway. They are holding their personal property on a designated pedestrian right-of-way and expressing their political preference. Furthering the conspiracy to violate civil rights and chill political speech, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation came back the next day and made it obvious they were videotaping the two sign holders. A month prior, Green Bay police also hustled them off the pedestrian walkway, which was the start of this pattern of abuse. Given that this current fact set of a peaceful sign holder being harassed by police decidedly parallels another local case from a few years ago in which law enforcement got a refresher lesson on citizens' rights, you'd think they would have learned to leave peaceable people alone and start looking into local unsolved murders. On the other hand, perhaps all that revenue in writing tickets and collecting fines just to see what sticks makes the occasional civil rights violation lawsuit bearable for state and local taxpayers. So, good luck to the peaceful sign holders in Wisconsin. Apparently, that's illegal there. Can you believe this stuff? I mean, is there anybody out there that's listening to this, saying to themselves, yeah, we don't want those people out there holding their political signs. I mean, we don't want those people speaking out at public protests. We don't want people reading the Constitution in public in this country. What has this country come to?
You know, sometimes I when I hear stories or something like that, if it's something that I find really outrageous, I'll post it on this other message board that is not a political message board. Mm-hmm. And I'm always amazed with some of the responses I get. So I might post this just to see what I'll get because I can't understand how anybody could see this as okay. But I'll bet somebody there will say something about it just being great.
And, if you watch the video, the smarmy attitude of the cop, he's just a know-it-all. He knows everything about the law and what you're free to do and what you're not free to do.
They know very little
about
the law.
They make it up as they go along is what they do. They're just guys with guns on their hips, and they're willing to use them, and they're thugs. 800-259-9231. It's outrageous. We've got Angel on the line in Riverside, California, listening on KCAA. One of our sort of newish stations, not really official. We're looking forward to being official on there real soon. We're going to bring Angel on in moments. Hopefully she'll hang through. 800-259-9231. I want to hear from somebody that thinks the police should be cracking down on the people that want to hold signs on the side of the road. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Geppetto turned a puppet into Pinocchio. Siegfried and Roy transformed lions into kitty cats. But I'll tell you how to turn a 60-pound human into a 2,700-pound elephant when we come back.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
There's nothing magic about turning a small child into the equivalent of a small elephant. It's tragic. And it doesn't happen on stage, but in your car. Here's how the trick works. Drive your car 30 miles an hour with your 60-pound child in the back seat without a seatbelt and have a sudden collision. The impact physics of that crash transforms a 60-pound child hitting the windshield into the force of a 2,700-pound elephant. So please, let your magic trick be sleight of hand. Buckle your child's seatbelt. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line for you. The wiki is on our website. We've got over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. WIKI.freetalklive.com. And it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Once again, 800-259-9231. And perhaps you might own or know somebody who does a company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are inevitably pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Let the professionals handle it. SACL CAI. 800-259-9231, talking about some guys that were threatened with disorderly conduct charges and a $250 fine for wanting to stand by the side of the road with homemade Ron Paul signage. This is in Wisconsin we're talking about. Love to hear from somebody that supports this sort of police state nonsense. Let's go to the phones and talk first to Angel in California, listening on KCAA. Hello, Angel.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I like that, I wish you'd play a little bit longer some of the rock music you come in with.
Well,
we don't get to hear it as much.
No, you don't. I used to be a rock disc jockey, and they never let me actually play the music I wanted to, so now I can do it for 30 seconds at a time on my
own. Yeah, I hear you. I'm in that same boat. I like Static X. Do you listen to that much?
I don't know what the new bands are all about. I do a talk show now, and I don't really have time to pay attention to music, but nonetheless.
I hear you.
It's not really that good listening to rock music on the AM band anyway, is it?
Well, it's all distorted anyway, so it sounds pretty good.
Like all right. It's supposed to. What's on your mind, Angel?
Well, what's on my mind is I do support the police in these cases where with this sign holding, because out here in Southern California, we have a problem with the real estate people. They got these sign dancers, pretty much. They're sitting here, and they swing these signs, you know, come into this open home show and this and that. And it really is distracting, and I think there's a proper place for this. And, you know, people pay for advertising, whether it's on billboards and things like that. I'm sick of the people being out there holding their signs up. There's already too much distraction.
Those realtors are paying those people to be out there and hold those signs.
Well, sure they are. But, like, in Orange County, it was made illegal because there's accidents and these people are getting out of control. First of all, half of them are illegal anyways. Second of all, they're actually like in the road, you know, and it really is distracting. We got enough problems with cell phones and everything else nowadays, and I'm sick of people driving and texting.
Are you telling me you really want cops going around harassing people that are just trying to promote an open house and hold up a sign for a political candidate on the side of the road? Don't you think the cops should be out investigating rapes and murders?
Well, you know what? There's enough cops, and I think enough money. They should be able to do all of that, and it shouldn't take but a second to tell somebody, hey, you can't be out here,
so
move along.
Are you anti-billboard as well? Would you like to have all those removed too?
No, I'm not anti-billboard.
What about marquees? What about, you know, the sign reader boards underneath, like, the Wendy's, where you've got the letters that you can put up and organize in whatever way you want?
Yeah, that's fine. You know what? I'm okay with those because they don't jump around in front of you. They're not sticking signs out on the, over the road, and they don't move. You know, yeah, some
they
of the neon stuff moves. Yeah, that's fine. But
if they want to jump out in front of cars, then they're going to get what's going to come to them eventually. I don't know if that's the
that's
most
true. And we got to look out for the safety of this. This is why they shouldn't be out there doing this.
You mentioned cell phones. How do you feel about people putting on makeup, eating? How about having kids in the back seat or something like that? Should that all be
We should do away with kids for sure.
Yeah.
But you mentioned butts hanging out of pants.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
About butts hanging out of pants.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier, how that's a distraction.
That is a distraction. I'm
That is, you know, but an ugly person like myself on the street's a distraction, you know?
Right. How far do you want to go with this, dude?
I'm not saying get rid of all that stuff. You know, I'm just saying the point is the street, the sign holders. You know, stick your sign in your yard, stick it in your everywhere else you want to.
You want to talk about distracting? I consider these signs very distracting. There are these sort of computerized marquees. They're like the old. I'm sure you've seen them, right? Where it's animated and you can have computer graphics up there. And it's very flashy and attractive.
I've been to Las Vegas.
Right. And, well, I mean, it's not even just Vegas. They're popping up in, there's a town of 12,000 people here in New Hampshire where they're all over the place.
Right.
And, you know,
you know where they're at?
They're on the side of the road.
Okay. And they're going to be there. So you see it once and you don't have to worry about it, you know, jumping out in front of you.
So is that your main issue? If they didn't jump out in front of traffic, then would you be okay with it?
I'm not so certain that I would be. I think there's a place for it. On the street is not the place for it in my eyes.
All right, man. I'll leave it at that. And thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, what can you say to that? They just want to he wants to control the behavior of these sign holding people.
Here's the problem with that. What if I live in the same city that you do, and I like the sign holders?
Mm-hmm.
So I paid for the road just like you did. So who wins?
You know, there used to be a guy, and we've got a picture of him on our website at freetalklive.com. If you go to the Our Ugly Mugs picture section and scroll down a bit, back when we did our local show in Sarasota, Florida, there was a guy that would dress up in a cow costume and stand out by the side of the road because he was advertising for a leather store. There was a leather store in that particular shopping center, and he'd hold up a sign and wave and honk, you know, he'd wave and jump around and do essentially what this guy's talking about. And the cow was great. It was very entertaining. People would honk at him, they'd wave at him, they recognized him. People, when we talked about him on the air, people knew who this guy was, right? They knew. He was the cow, right? And so I don't see what the problem is there. I mean, if you are such a bad driver that you can't notice something going on the side of the road and continue to pay attention to what's going on in front of you, then you probably shouldn't be on the road. And I don't think we need the cops out there trying to protect the lowest common denominator.
Yeah, they're meddling in affairs like that too much as it is. They're not doing things that people want them to do, like solving murders and stabbings and rapists and all that sort of thing.
Well, apparently some people want them to bust the guys from the side of the road.
But they can't do that. What do you mean? What makes you think they're going to be able to do all of that plus solve some murders?
Yeah. 800-259-9231.
There's enough of them, but they hang out in donut shops, so.
I just think they should leave these guys alone. If they want to jump, if these guys are really jumping out in front of traffic, it's only a matter of time before someone decides they don't want to stop.
Yeah, that's not a right of way. If they accidentally fall into the middle of the road, sorry.
That's the risk they take.
Yeah.
and they should be free to take that risk. Please don't clutter up. Please, please stop cluttering up our jails and our court system with nonviolent people. Please stop cluttering up our jails and court system with people that haven't harmed anyone else's person or property.
If you can't drive, that's your problem.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Claudia in Arizona. Claudia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Yes. As far as what you are talking about Ron Paul, the activists out there for Ron Paul, that would be called selective free speech, is what I would call it, where they will let certain people have signs and then selectively not have other people with signs.
Sure.
But that's what I would say was going on with that. What
Absolutely.
I really called about... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just agreeing with you. Absolutely right. They, if they were holding a George Bush is the best sign, I doubt they would have been hassled by the cops.
Exactly. That's the whole point of this, you know. It's not about real estate fines. It's all about election signs, and they are being selective on who they want, which we all know they are trying to boycott Ron Paul as much as possible.
So, Claudia, you said you had another reason for calling in. What was that?
Yes, I called in about the Confederate flag. I am originally from Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
And I grew up with a Confederate flag. In fact, our basketball court had a Confederate rebel flag in the on the court underneath, embossed underneath it, and we played basketball there and everything. But they came in and made the high school, pull that up.
Oh, geez. Hang on. I'll let you tell the rest of the story in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. The Confederate flag doesn't stand for what people think it stands for. More on the way.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, month, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Cycle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then head over to the store and purchase some Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and hoodies and more. We've got also other things like the Free Talk Live bumper sticker, which is free, by the way. Also, you'll find other products that don't even have our logo on it. Store.freetalklive.com. We just want to offer them to you because they're cool. Store.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Claudia in Arizona. Claudia, you said you were brought up in Tennessee. The school you went to had a Confederate flag on the floor of the gym, and you said they had to remove it. You were in the middle of telling your story when we had to go to break.
Yes,
so you could continue.
I didn't say our basketball team was called the Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you a little bit about what the flag represented. And anyway, they, when the racial thing, they came in and made them, tear up the gym floor and take this out of the gym floor.
Hmm.
Because they said that it was racist.
That's absurd. It's absolutely absurd that people think that the Confederate flag has anything to do with racism.
I was appalled because our basketball team, and we were raised that the Confederate flag was just as you said, it was rebels, that, and it was the Confederate flag. It had to do with the fact of Tennessee being rebels against, the seceding and all of that,
right.
The Civil War.
It's really kind of an insult to the entire the whole concept of what the South was trying to do back then, to suggest that all they were about was slavery. And it would be dishonest for us to say that that wasn't an issue. It certainly was back then, but it wasn't the main issue that the war was fought over. The war was fought over the right to secede. These states in the South had decided they'd had it up to here with the Union, and they decided they wanted to just leave. I mean, they voluntarily went into the Union, so it follows that logically that they should have been able to leave the Union. And, there's more to it than that. It was more than just about slavery. It was also about, textile manufacturing and taxes and just unfair taxes being burdened on the southern states as compared to the northern states. So they had a laundry list of grievances with the Union, and they had good reason to leave.
It was totally independent. And of course, when I was growing up, it was all we were brought up with independence, not to depend upon anyone else, not to, and that was one of the bad things that we were noted for. They thought that Tennessee people were odd because we were all basically independent people. And so, everybody took care of themselves, and because we were thought of ourselves as rebels.
You know, something else should be pointed out. To people that are just being, maybe there are people listening that are shocked that we would say this about the Confederate flag. You know, every other country in the entire world ended slavery without going, resorting to a civil war, without fighting with cannons and gunfire amongst themselves. So the idea that America couldn't have done the same thing is absolutely absurd. We did not need to have a war to end slavery, and it's just historically inaccurate, and it was the wrong thing to do. Abraham Lincoln was one of the worst presidents this country ever had, and I think we'd be a lot better off today had the South been successful and actually seceded from the Union. I think that would have set a precedent that states were able to secede if they wanted to do so, and it's sad that it had to come to violence like it did. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And now, Julia, you weren't actually born in the South, but you've certainly spent a lot of time living there. I'm sure you've seen your share of Confederate flags around town. It really is a shocker when you actually see, and this is something you can see if you go down South, you'll see black people that will fly the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
And why do you think that is? Do you think those black people believe that it's all about racism? Absolutely not. They know what it stands for. 1-800-259-9231.
The problem is everybody who goes to government schools doesn't know what it stands for.
Right. Government schools, they just gloss right over it, and that's, you're right, that is exactly what the problem is. And this leads me to a story I had last night we didn't get to from, speaking of Tennessee, from Tennessee, secessionists are actually meeting there this week. In an unlikely marriage of desire to secede from the United States, two advocacy groups from opposite political traditions, New England and the South, are sitting down to talk. From the AP, tired of foreign wars and what they consider right-wing courts, the Middlebury Institute wants liberal states like Vermont to be able to secede peacefully. And that sounds just fine to the League of the South, a conservative group that refuses to give up on Southern independence. Michael Hill of Killen, Alaska, oh no, that's Alabama, excuse me, we believe that an independent South or Hawaii, Alaska, or Vermont would be better able to serve the interest of everybody, regardless of race or ethnicity, said the president of the League of the South. Separated by hundreds of miles in divergent political philosophies, the Middlebury Institute and League of the South are hosting a two-day secessionist convention starting yesterday in Chattanooga, so it's going on as of today. They expect to attract supporters from California, Alaska, and Hawaii, and I know that some New Hampshireites went to the last one they had last year. If they allowed to go their own way, New Englanders would probably allow abortion and have gun control, said Hill, while Southerners would probably crack down on illegal immigration harder than it is being now. You know, that's really, I hate it when they're drawing all New England into the same boat. New Hampshire is very, very different from the surrounding states. New Hampshire would probably have freedom in all areas, I think, if we could have our druthers, too. So please don't think that that's what all New Englanders want, is gun control. In fact, Vermont doesn't want gun control. They have the most gun-free, I mean, they may be a liberal state.
Right.
They may be a bunch of granola eaters in Vermont, but they don't want gun control. They understand that having a lax gun laws, they have the easiest going gun laws in the entire country. They understand that that's the reason why they also have the safest state in the entire country. So I don't know why that guy's saying that. But anyway, the U.S. Constitution doesn't explicitly prohibit secession, but few people think it's politically viable. Vermont, one of the nation's most liberal states, has become a hotbed for liberal secessionists, a fringe movement that gained new traction because of the Iraq War, rising oil prices, and the formation of several pro-secession groups. Now, the article writer is saying that few people think it's politically viable, and he may be right about that for now. But that's because people, when you bring up secession, if they even know what it really is, when you bring it up, they immediately think about the Civil War. And they immediately think, well, you can't do that in America. The federal government will stop you. The federal government will roll in tanks. They'll roll in troops.
And that's exactly why we need to secede.
What do you mean?
Because the federal government is crazy and out of control.
But they're scary, Julia. They're going to roll in tanks. You don't want to die, do you?
Well, no, but I don't want to be a slave either.
Do you really think that they would? I think that that is just, I think people are really overreacting when they say things like that. I don't believe for a moment. Look at Ed and Elaine Brown.
Right. And the Civil War, people have to realize that during the Civil War, we did not have the technology and the effective communication abilities that we have today. So
yeah, word travel by horseback.
Yeah, people all over the world would hear about the United States federal government moving tanks in on one of their own states just because they wanted to secede.
Yeah, and people all over the country would hear it too, and hopefully that would push them over the edge to where they were, where they had had enough of this federal government, and they would want to secede in their own mind.
I'm hoping that somebody secedes. Maybe Vermont. I'd like it to be New Hampshire first, but if somebody secedes, then hopefully it will encourage other states to secede because there are secession movements in a lot of states.
Oh, it would pave the way. I mean, if Vermont could succeed at secession,
then maybe Alaska would follow.
Then everybody would know that it is politically viable to secede, and everyone would also know that not only is it politically viable, but it's also a good idea. If you're tired of the federal government running roughshod over your freedoms, then just secede, pull out of the union, and then there go all your obligations to them. And not that you have any obligations. You never signed an agreement with the federal government, unless you did, in which case I feel sorry for you. Like people in the military, they signed agreements with the feds.
Yeah.
But, you know, the state, all it really has to do, any state, all they have to do is tell the feds, no more highway money, no more education money, no more fill-in-the-blank money, because that's how the feds tie up the states. They get them entangled in all these strings.
First, they just bribe them with money, but for certain programs and things like that. But then they start implementing rules once they get hooked on the money.
Sure. And that's what needs to go. And if the states are courageous enough to actually say, the people in state governments, when I say that, that's what I mean, that if they're courageous enough to let go of those federal strings, to let go of that federal funding, then that should be all that would be required to secede.
It is possible. The only example I can think of off the top of my head is the New Hampshire seatbelt one. New Hampshire is the only state at this point in time that doesn't have seatbelt laws.
They could get the money. They could take federal dollars if they would just implement a seatbelt law.
Right, and they try every year. Some people try every year, but they never pass.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Our friend Lauren Canario has been arrested again. We will bring you that story here in moments and tell you what that was all about. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. I'm in favor of secession. I think it's time that people start seriously talking about this as an option. The more people talk about it, the more politically viable it will become. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's not a...